Flinch.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. This is Dave, and on this segment, I like to talk about the big rumors out there. Jake Gyllenhaal is set to play Mysterio. Yes, the Spider-Man villain Mysterio. Strong rumors out there, strong. Like, it's pretty much a done deal. If you guys don't know who Jake Gyllenhaal is, he's a pretty damn good actor. He's been in notable movies such as Life, Everest, Nightcrawler, Prisoners, End of Watch, Jarhead, Brokeback Mountain, and Donnie Darko. Those are just some of the movies Jake Gyllenhaal has been in, and I like him once again. I think he's a talented actor. Spider-Man Homecoming 2, where we see Jake Gyllenhaal as Mysterio, comes out July 5th, 2019. And the movie's directed by John Watts. Homecoming 2 is, of course, the sequel to Spider-Man Homecoming, which came out in 2017 with the fantastic Tom Holland. Tom Holland is literally the perfect Spider-Man. He's a great actor. He has a perfect look. He just fits the role. He was just born to play Spider-Man, period. If you guys don't know who Mysterio is, he's a classic Spider-Man villain, one of the members of the Sinister Six, and he isn't a super villain per se. He has no superpowers, but he's a master of illusions and special effects. He's a chemist, he's a roboticist. He has hand-to-hand fighting techniques acquired by being a stuntman. His suit utilizes gases and other gadgets to confuse his foes. He himself is protected from his own gases because his suit has its own air supply. His boots have coils and springs which allow him to jump great heights. He can cling on walls. He has a mist cloak to hide in. He also has 3D projectors, once again to confuse his foes. Mysterio is pretty crafty and formidable. So it's going to be really interesting to see him on screen in a live action film. I'm pretty excited to see that, but I'm not entirely sure Jake Gyllenhaal is the right role for it. For some reason, I picture Jake Gyllenhaal playing a more like physical role, a more badass character. But absolutely, like with his acting chops, he could definitely pull off Mysterio. I guess we're gonna have to wait and see, guys, what he brings to the table. Like I said earlier, it's pretty much a lock that he's gonna play Mysterio. And he got some pretty big shoes to fill because Michael Keaton was fucking amazing as Vulture. To me, Michael Keaton, he kind of stole the show in Spider-Man Homecoming. He was just fantastic and one of the best villains we've seen on screen as far as like superhero flicks. I am going to be open-minded with Jake Gyllenhaal and give him a chance. The casting kind of threw me off when I read it, but ultimately I think Jake can pull it off. So that's it, guys. Those are my thoughts on that casting pick. I'm looking forward to it. Short segment here. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy the content, please click like, subscribe, share, and I'll catch you guys on the next episode. Later.